News in brief and Press TV. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation has once again called on the international community to support the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. Outgoing OIC Chairman Mahmoud Ali Youssef described the Palestinian issue as a focal point of the organization during a three-day conference. Judges of a U.S. appeals court have been questioning the requirement that inmates at Guantanamo prison undergo genital searches before meetings with their lawyers. At a hearing of a three-judge panel of the court, Judge Thomas Griffith said that checking the prisoner's private parts was both provocative and offensive. Italians have taken to the streets across the country to protest against economic policies of their government and the European Union. Meanwhile, hundreds of striking truck drivers joined the protests in some cities. In the northern city of Turin, anti-government protests turned violent. The Syrian government has urged the United Nations to take action over Saudi Arabia's support of insurgents in Syria. Damascus has also accused Saudi Arabia of helping terrorists and mobilizing them to kill Syrian citizens. Riyadh has been the main supporter of militants fighting against Syria for nearly 3 years. A warning against fresh sanctions against Tehran. Iran's foreign minister is warning that new U.S. sanctions would kill the Geneva deal. Mohammad Javad Zarif issued the warning in an interview with Time magazine. He also stressed that Iran will not negotiate under pressure. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has ordered the military to transport troops from the Republic of Burundi to the Central African Republic. Now, the order issued at the request of France came after fighting broke out near the airport of the CAR's capital, Bangui, which began when French troops tried to disarm fighters. The head of the Eurozone finance ministers, Joran Dijsselbloem, has warned Greece to push ahead with the nation's reforms. However, he expressed confidence that the country would gain approval for a slice of bailout cash very soon. On Saturday, the Greek parliament approved a tough budget for next year aimed at ending the country's deep recession. A medical group has said more than a quarter of Greeks cannot afford health coverage due to economic problems. Doctors of the World, MDM, has said that the issue has put Greek children and pregnant women at risk. Now, the country's economy has shrunk by nearly one-third since 2007.